Newsbreak podcast.
It's a wonderful feeling. It's a first in Phoenix by a registered welfare organization. After many years of work, when we started the concept of the Phoenix Children's Home, we've had COVID, we had the floods, and we had the riots, so we had stopped work. We're now continuing, and it's a proud moment for us here. We've completed the children's home.
One of the innovations at the children's home is the child baby safe. What's this all about?
In Phoenix and other areas, I am sure we have so many babies that get abandoned. Newborn babies especially. So what we have done is that we've produced this concept of a baby box. It's here and we'll open it later on today officially. The baby box gives an opportunity to mothers who have babies but don't want them for whatever the reason may be. And we are saying don't dump the babies. Please come here, leave it in the baby box, and it is going to trigger an alarm to three people, the social worker, the management person, and the house mother inside here. So we can retrieve the baby and do the necessary so that the baby can be found in a better home.
Is this the first for Phoenix?
It's the first for Phoenix, definitely.
How will you spread the message out to other mothers?
Well, through the media, of course, Lotus FM has been really good to us here, other forms of media, and press releases, which we are going to be doing. And there are mass events we are having. The Phoenix Fair is next week, and we're going to be making announcements about this at the Phoenix Fair. We're going to have 30,000 people.
Will mothers or fathers be charged for leaving the baby at the baby safe?
Well, we can assure mothers anonymously they can deposit the babies here. There's going to be no cameras, so people don't have to be afraid. If they don't want the baby, bring and leave it here. And there's a long list of parents who are around who need babies. So here, there's a home. We'll interview people, find a good home for the baby, and they don't need to be scared.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.